with SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Anti-Israel, pro-Hamas protesters marched through Chinatown with flares last night on their way to NYPD headquarters. It followed the police breaking up a pro-Hamas demonstration at New York University in Manhattan earlier in the evening. Among the 100-plus arrested in the demonstration, dozens of NYU faculty members. Police in riot gear had to use pepper spray to control the crowd. In California, pro-Hamas protesters barricaded themselves inside a building at California State Polytechnic Institute. Retired Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery says either Israel or the U.S. may eventually be forced to destroy Iran's nuclear facilities.
I think the Israelis believe they can still do it. I think the United States is not 100% sure whether Israel can do it, but we're 100% sure we could do it if we had to. And we've always kind of hoped that this was a joint decision because the result will involve both our forces afterwards.
Admiral Montgomery was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. Deteriorating conditions in Haiti.
As gang violence chokes Haiti's capital, residents are struggling to survive. In Port-au-Prince, life has become a game of survival, pushing Haitians to new limits. As residents scramble to stay safe and alive, gangs overwhelm the police and the government remains largely absent. Gangs that control an estimated 80% of Port-au-Prince launched coordinated attacks on February the 29th, targeting critical state infrastructure. They set fire to police stations, shot up the airport, and stormed into Haiti's two biggest prisons, releasing more than 4,000 inmates. More than 95,000 people have fled the capital in 1 month alone, as gangs raid communities, torching homes and killing people in territories controlled by their rivals. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is SRN News. Some lawmen are taking on one of the nation's big banks.
There have been growing reports that Bank of America has been closing the accounts of Christian ministries with very little explanation. Some conservative organizations have suffered the same fate. Now a group of 15 Republican attorneys general has sent a letter to the bank asking questions about why it is closing the accounts. A spokesman for Bank of America tells the Christian Post that religion has nothing to do with its decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida school districts will soon have the option of allowing volunteer chaplains in as student counselors. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill letting school districts establish chaplain programs as of July 1st. The only requirement for a school chaplain to take part in a school program would be to pass a background check and have their name and religious affiliation listed on the school website. Students would need parental permission to work with the clergy. This is SRN News. Wall Street started the week with upward momentum in a big way.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street Monday and clawed back some of their losses from last week. The S&P 500 rose 0.9%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%, and the Nasdaq jumped 1.1%. The gains were widespread and most stocks rose. Technology stocks led the way as yields stabilized in the bond market. Bank stocks were also strong, following better profits than expected from Truist Financial and others. They helped offset a drop for Tesla, which announced more cuts to prices over the weekend. Tesla is one of roughly 150 companies in the S&P 500 set to report its earnings this week. Damian Troisi, New York.
Supermarket chains Kroger and Albertsons say they'll sell more of their stores in an effort to ease federal government concerns about their proposed merger. Clothing store Express files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. More details at srnnews.com.